So,
let me some abstract from here. These are all the thoughts, these are all the points of a man such that their norm is less or equal than M. Here, if I make less, it's exactly the same thing, because rather than M, you take something which is larger, okay? And so the request is analogous. And I use this as a
definition. This is empty that.
The ball of center zero in radius
epsilon
is the set of points in Rn such that their norm is less or equal than x. No, sorry, is less than x.
Okay. Notice that
the norm of epsilon is also the norm of epsilon minus zero. Okay? It's the same vector. So, somehow it is the distance of its epsilon from zero. Okay? So, let me replace. Instead of zero, let's take a point of Rn. The ball of center x,
a point on Rn,
a radius epsilon, is the set of vectors y in Rn such that the distance between x and y is less than epsilon. Okay? This is called the ball of center x and radius epsilon. And it means, what does it mean? This is x. Okay? These are all the vectors of Rn whose distance from x is less than epsilon. Okay? So, in our tool, is this ball. And this radius is epsilon. Okay? So here we are saying, in this theorem we were saying that the sequence belongs to the ball of center zero and radius n.
Okay? Please notice here I took
less, not less or equal.
Okay? Then afterwards we will also take less or equal.
And now I'm giving you some topological definition properties of sets.
So, let me take a set D in Rn. Okay.
A set is called open if whenever I take a point in D,
okay,
there exists a radius epsilon such that the open the ball of center x in radius epsilon is contained into D. Okay? A set is open if I can take any point of the set, and there is the ball centered in that point with small enough radius, which is contained in the set.
Okay, if we want to be precise in the topological terminologies, these type of balls are a basis of neighborhoods. Una base di ritorno. Okay. Example of an open set. The ball. Okay. The ball with minus. Because if I take a point here, okay, I can always find the ball a small enough radius. It is enough that the radius is less than this distance. Than this distance. Okay. Whenever I take the point, if the radius is small enough, it is inside the set. Okay. A silly example, silly examples of open sets. The whole space. Okay? Because this inequality is obvious. Okay? This is the whole space, everything is contained in the whole space. Okay? By somehow convention, another silly open set is the empty set. Okay? The set which has no elements. Why? Because this requirement is valid by the non-existence of any point x in D. Okay? It holds for any point in D because there's no point in D. Okay? So this is more a convention rather than, it's more an agreement than something real. Okay? Given a set, a point X is an interior point of the set D if satisfies this condition. If there is a small enough radius such that the ball of center x and radius epsilon is contained in this. Okay? The set of all interior points is generally denoted by int d. Okay?
You see, then d is open if all the if belongs to d is an interior point.
Yeah, even more. Okay? A set is open if and only if the set is equal to the set of its interior points. Okay, so D is open. If the array is open, if and only D coincides with the set of its interior points. Okay? You can prove it easily.
There are other interesting properties.
Okay. You take a family of open set. You have a family of open set. You take their union. It is here an open set. Okay.
The union of a family of open set is open.
Okay. You can check it easily. If it belongs to the union, it belongs to one of the sets. So it belongs to an open set, so you have that property.
Second property, the intersection of a finite family of open sets is open.
If you take the union of open sets, the union is always open.
If you take
the intersection is open if you are intersecting a finite number of open sets. Okay?
So the
union operation preserves openness.
The intersection operation preserves openness if
you intersect a finite number of sets. Okay? If you intersect an infinite number of sets, this is false.
Take this example. Take
the ball
of radius of center 0.
Okay,
and radius 1 over k. And you take the intersection with k going equal to 1 up k equal to plus infinity. Okay?
You take the intersection of this infinite family of open sets. Okay? So, is the ball center 0 and radius 1?
Intersected with the ball of center 0 and radius 1/2, the ball of the same center and radius 1/3,
and so on. Okay? Which points do belong to the intersection of them all?
The radius is
getting smaller and smaller. Okay? 0.
This intersection is a unique point, 0, the 0 vector.
Okay. Is it possible that the set made just by the 0 vector is open? Well, no, because you should have that 0 is an interior point of the set, so that a ball of center 0 is contained in the set, but the set is just the center, is just 0. Okay? So this is not an open set. Not open. Okay, so we have a first example of non-open set. All sets made by a unique point are not open. Well, it cannot satisfy the definition. Exactly. So, there should be a ball of center 0 and positive radio which is contained in 0. Okay? It's not possible.
We will not like open sets. Okay? I'll show you that trying to minimize or maximize the function over an open set doesn't work well. Okay, there are problems, huge problems. Okay, unless the open set is the full space. What we will like are closed sets. A set in Rn is closed if its complement is open. What do I mean by its complement? I mean all vectors in Rn which do not belong to the set. Okay? You take a set, you take all the points which do not belong to the set. If this is an open set, then your original set is closed. Okay?
If closed is can the
minus p. It's complement. Okay. The complement of a set is the set of all points which do not belong to the set. Okay. Okay. Let's give an example of a closed set. If you consider, okay, the closed, the name will be the closed ball, but the set of points y in Rn whose distance from x is less or equal than epsilon. Okay? We have the open ball with less, we have the closed ball with less or equal. Okay? So, take x, take the radius. Okay, I'm not Giotto. Okay. Take all the... Take the complement. The complement is the full space except the ball. Okay. If I take any point here, I can always find a small enough radius such that the ball centered in the point with this radius does not intersect my ball. Okay? No matter how close I choose it, okay, I can always find a small ball which is contained in the complement.
Okay. This is closed.
This is closed. Okay.
But the previous example, the subset one over k.
This is not closed because this is the open ball.
But it's open.
Yeah, okay. What is the difference between the bow, the open and the closed door? Okay, this is once again X. Are these points here, okay, which I will define in a moment as the frontier of the set. Okay. If they belong to, if this point belongs to the set cannot be open, because whenever you take a ball, some points will be outside in the ball. Okay. The fact that this is open is because I don't take this type of points. Okay.
If you take a point in the buffer,
this does not belong to this set.
But the circle.
Yes, but this point does not belong to the open ball. The reason why this ball is open is because I take just the points which have the strips in the corner.
Strips is going to be less
and lesser equal. Okay, the difference is there. Yes. Okay. So, Rn and the empty sets are open. And they are each the complement of the other. Okay? So they are also closed. The whole space is both open and closed. The empty set is both open and closed. Actually, you could prove that if a set is both open and closed, then it has to be the whole space or the empty set. The unique sets which are both open and closed are the whole space and the empty set. Okay. A point X in Rn is a closure point. In Italian, punto di chiusura. Of a set D, if no matter how I choose a radius, okay, the ball of center X and radius epsilon is intersects D. Its intersection with D is non-empty. So, first remark, all the points of the set are closure points. Okay? Because the center belongs to the ball, and so this intersection is non-empty because the point belongs to the set as well. Take the open ball. This point here, whose exact distance is epsilon from the center, does not belong to the set because here you have less and here the distance is equal. So this point does not belong. Okay? But no matter how small you take the ball around this point, it intersects the open ball. So this is a closure point. Okay? And notice that the closed ball, the one with less or equal, is the set of closure points of the open ball. Okay, some notation. generally the set of closure points of D is denoted by D bar or CL, which stands for closure, CL of D. And these are regression notations. Proposition a set D in Rn is closed if and only if it coincides with the set of its closure points. Now let me use the bar. Why do we call this type of set closed? Okay? Because they have another property which is very interesting. Okay? A set is closed if and only if
some example of closure point. Oh, we did it a moment ago.
Graphically.
When you take the open box, you take the point whose distance from the center is exactly the radius. That one is a closure point. Because if you take a ball around the point, this ball always intersects the open ball. Okay? This is the property which explains why we should like closed set. A set is closed if and only if, given any sequence xk which is contained in the set, so the sequence of points and all the points belong to the set. Okay. And the sequence is such that it has a limit x bar, okay. Then x bar belongs to D. A set is closed if and only whenever you have a convergent, so a sequence which has a limit will be called convergent sequence. Okay. Rather than writing this all, I could have written just. I could have written just convergent sequence. Okay. The limit of every convergent sequence of points which belong to the set belongs to the set as well. Okay. So you have a sequence of points in the set, and this sequence has a limit, then the limit belongs to the set. This is the reason why we are saying closed. You cannot escape. Okay? If you are moving along a sequence in the set and you are converging to some point, to some limit, then the limit is in the set. It cannot be outside. This is the reason why we like it. We will build algorithms, which will build the sequences.
Okay.
The limit, the limit of this sequence, or cluster points of this sequence, are what we are looking for. And if we remain in the set, the limit, the cluster point, is in the set. Okay? So you cannot escape from closed sets. Well, you can escape from an open set. Just take the ball. Okay? And take a sequence along this line, which is converging to a point on the boundary. Sorry, a point at distance exactly equal to the radius. This does not belong to the set, but is the limit of this sequence. And all the points of the sequence are inside the ball, but the limit is not, because it is at exact distance given by the radius. And we will use this property a lot. Let me see. Okay. Here we have properties from for open sets. Okay. You can imagine by the definition of a closed set, you are just taking the complement, that here you have the similar properties, but the rows are inverted. Okay. So if you have a stick, if you have the intersection of a family of closed sets, then this intersection is closed. Okay. If you have the union of a finite family of closed sets, then this union is closed. Okay. Just saving some choke. The intersection of a family of closed sets is closed. The union of a finite family of closed sets is closed. You can prove them using the analogous, the similar properties from for open set, considering that the complement of a closed set is open. Okay? So now I have to provide you with an example. Of, in which the union of an infinite family of closed sets is not closed. Okay? Take the ball of radius 0 and, sorry, center 0 and radius 1 minus 1 over k, you take the closed ball. And you take the union all over all k, so k goes from 1 to plus infinity. Okay? What is it? So, I'm taking the ball of radius, okay, sorry, let's say from 2, okay, otherwise here you have 0. The ball of radius 1/2. The ball of radius, this is 1/2, 2/3, and so on. The ball of radius 3/4, and so on. Okay? All I get are all points with distance less than 1 from 0. Okay. So what I get is the open bowl of sentence here in radius 1.
But the open bowl.
Okay.
It's not it's equal to this. It's not equal to...
No, this is the union of all these infinite numbers
to
the open bowl. You cannot get a point which is whose norm is 1, because it does not belong to any of these. Okay? This, if you take the union, this is
the limit to infinite, cioè it's a limit.
Yeah, somehow.
It's not very equal, but...
No, because you are taking the union of the infinite number of sets. Somehow, the limit of sets. Okay, if you wanted to consider it that way. Okay, I give you just one last definition, and on Tuesday we will start back from this definition. Okay? We like closed sets, but there are sets we like even more than closed sets, and are compact sets. So, I just give you the definition and then I show you what is interesting on Tuesday. So, a set D in Rn is compact if it satisfies two properties. First property, the set is closed. Second property, the set is bounded. And I must tell you what it means that the set is bounded. A set is bounded if, for some positive value n, the norm of any point in the set is less or equal than n. Okay? You want to see it in a geometric fashion? If the set D is contained in the bowl of center 0 and radius n, closed bowl, center 0 and radius n for some value of n, okay? That gives you the idea of bounded. Bounded means that you cannot go to plus infinity. So, that is saying, okay, it is bounded, means exactly that it is invariable. Okay?
But if it's not, it's always bounded.
No. This is not true. So, I give you an exercise with n equal 1. Okay? Show that the interval 0 plus infinity is closed. Okay? The positive half line, 0 included. This is closed, but this is not bounded. To be bounded, the balls in R are just intervals. Okay? To be bounded, it should be contained in an interval, okay, and it is not, okay. So the two things are independent of each other. An open set can be bounded. The open bowl is bounded. Okay? Because it is contained in the closed ball with the same center and the same rays. Okay? So the two things are independent. But combined together give nice properties. Okay? Okay, I'll tell you by words, but we'll start again from here. If you have a sequence of points in a compact set, so the points are all in the compact set, then the sequence has at least one cluster point. Okay? So at least the subsequence is converging to some points of the set. Okay, but we will analyze this pattern on Tuesday.